of roughly similar body plan. Both followed questionable gods. Both began by despising the weakness of flesh, and both followed, by different paths, a destiny that ended in the final replacement of flesh by machine. The Necrons had completed that journey. The Adeptus Mechanicus were well on their way. Q-Lint could see the threat of the alien, but he could not see the irony that he was chasing their ultimate fate. Deadly weapons hummed with pent-up energies. The humans outnumbered the Necrons. The Necrons were safe behind their power shield. Impasse. For the moment, nothing moved. It would not remain that way for long. Archmagos Dominus Q-Lint Sparforix III looked out from his pulpit over the barrel of his Abeyance Eradication Beamer at the army of Necrons. They had been issuing from the small tomb complex for hours. Now they were utterly still. Altogether chilling, Q-Lint thought. Soulless, devoid of will or direction. How completely they have abandoned their souls. Imagine, he thought with disgust, giving up all vestiges of your sacred being and imprisoning your mind in cold, unfeeling metal. They had sold their souls for a fool's immortality. Q-Lint was taken with his musings. He felt a binary sonnet in the offing, so filed the thoughts away for later in the auxiliary mem unit bolted to the side of the nine-legged Abeyant. "Prepare for data exchange," he cantered to his magi, Marshall, and others who made up his small but effective cohort command. Exploration purgation did not suit hordes of personnel. He couldn't stand the administration needed to manage a multi-tiered hierarchy. If your input was 3 tech priests with a common goal, it was said, the output was 15 disputes and a murder. "Observation, enemy unresponsive to self-evidently high threat levels," FF9 Sigma 9 responded, also in the Binharic Kai speech. Q-Lint's forces were lined up as neatly as their foes. Skitari vanguard units in the main, numbering several thousand, with the support of legged tanks and artillery, flyers and heavy servitor units. The usual complement for a mid-range purgation force, though he had a few little extras. He was particularly proud to count 2 dozen war automata of the Legio Cybernetica among his assets. Nothing moved. Nobody spoke. Machines hummed. The wind blew.
"Observation logged," said Q-Lint. "Widecast statement. Less obvious data inputs welcome." "Xenos shield at 100%, cantered Marshal Toll. "Barrier impenetrable. Hard power field." "Primary task, remove Xenos energy projection." Q-Lint data pulsed the Onager dune crawlers that made up his back line. The walker tanks obeyed immediately. High-energy neutron lasers burned through the air, making it crackle. Solid munitions slammed into the shield after them. The shield flared bright. He let the bombardment go on for over a minute.
"That should do it," he said aloud, in the lingua technis from the voxmeter in his chest. "Cease fire!"
He widecast the order. The attack ceased. Smoke blew away in ragged sheets. A line of glowing rock marked the boundary of the power field. Steam that smelled of burnt minerals rolled back towards the Adeptus Mechanicus lines. Q-Lint had a profligate number of handsome ocular implants. He ran them up to maximum magnification and linked their feeds. A composite image formed in his mind of near supernatural acuity. Ancient, thin lips pursed. Nothing had got through. The Necrons stood unaffected. No damage. Q-Lint's leathery tongue poked out, and he grinned. Toll was right. It was a challenge, but Toll only saw things in military terms. It was also a fine prize. A hard power field of that size and impenetrability was rare. There were human examples from the Dark Ages, though there were not many left at all. He had never seen one on a Necron world. He longed to get his manipulators on it, see how it ticked. His claws itched, literally itched. A residual synaptic illusion, since he had replaced his hands long ago with superior bionics, but the sensation was real enough.
"No penetration! Enemy still unresponsive!"
"Yes, yes. Thank you for that, Sigma 9,
Q-Lint muttered. A few of his command cadre gave out beeps as they recorded the scene for posterity. An autoquill scratched over a scroll somewhere at the back of the group. Q-Lint upped magnification further. The enemy seemed in poor repair, he thought.